prescriptions for conversation and learning, being tuned into what's important. Everybody's got something in their mind that they think is important. Is it always the same thing? No, but when it comes to what's going on in the news, which is basically what we talk about on the Good Day program, varying, I suppose, spins on the effects that people have on others. It's kind of mixed in together. So you can be a player if you'd like. 888-302-3684, being mixed into the mix. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the NSA spying scandal. Army General Keith Alexander, director of the NSA, has denied a report that showed up in the Washington Post. The report claims that the agency secretly broke into communication links to Google and Yahoo servers overseas, instead insisting that both Google and Yahoo work with the NSA. So who do you believe here? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Who do you believe? Do you believe General Alexander, or do you believe the Washington Post? The report, which comes from many of the leaked documents from Edward Snowden, claims that an operation called Muscular was conducted by the NSA and England's government communication headquarters, which had the agencies intercepting Google and Yahoo data transmissions all around the world. These include email, personal identity information, even the content of private messages. So the addresses, the identities, and the messages themselves were part of this whole operation. So what say you? I'm sure we'll have time for your calls as this thing becomes more and more a wart on the butt of the administration. Or is it? Is it just that these people are in a world of their own? Have they created a world of their own? They seem, from what we have heard over the last 3 or 4 months of conversation, Kenny, to ignore even those special courts that say they have hearings on who ought to get listened to, and they listen to what they want to. Am I wrong, or is that pretty much what's come out during the course of all these investigations and conversations?
It does seem like they do whatever they want.
So it's a shadow government.
It does kind of seem like that, if all of this leaked stuff is true.
Well,
it's getting to the point where it's hard to know who to believe.
Yeah. So is that part of their process? Throw a lot of stuff against the wall and claim one thing and the reality is something else? Wouldn't be the first time that technique was used.
I think it's a lot more on the side of incompetence than some kind of shadow government. I think that too many people just don't know, that there's no oversight. Too many people are doing too many different things, and nobody knows really what anyone is doing. I think that would probably turn out to be a lot more about what's going on here than some kind of conspiracy shadow government that's into everything.
Well,
I just don't think they're smart enough.
I think maybe I would go in that direction with you. If you look at everything else that they run, the incompetency runs through everything. Complete incompetence. I just wrote that down. The word of the day may be incompetence, because there is just so much. Look around and figure what is, or ask yourself, what's working well? And when you analyze it, you look at the health, let's just take that as an example, the Health Care Act and implementation of it. Look around at the waste in the Defense Department. Take any budget item, Social Security, Medicare, the highway funds, whatever it is, it's mismanaged. And it isn't just starting in the last 6 years. It's been going on for decades because you have allowed what you thought was the perfect situation and what a lot of people around the world thought was a perfect situation. Here's America. Come on, let's bring everybody in. Give us your tired, your poor, the poor huddled masses yearning to be free. So you come here and you find out you're not free unless you're illegal. You're illegal. You're free to do whatever you want to. But if you're legal and you go by the law, you abide by the rules, you get it tucked to you. I think that's pretty much, if you go around in that barrel or around in that horn, that's the conclusion you come to, or most people, or many people do. So what is the effect here? 888-302-3684. The start of the day, start of the thought process. There are a number of people who want to be heard on this already, and that's great. I want to hear from as many. Is there something different here? Or is it the same old thing? He says, she says, they say, we say. Who's right, who's wrong, who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down. That's really what this is. Thursday, October 31st. It's not April Fool's Day. April Fool! No, it's Halloween. And maybe, well, trick or treat. So who are the tricksters and who's getting the treat? I wonder what General Alexander is being paid as the director of the NSA. What's the other fellow's name who was testifying this week who's the director of something? I mean, there are all these people who are directors on top of the Clapper. That's right, too. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
So all these people are being paid. I was looking at the amount of resources that are being used to run the White House. How many people are on the staff? The new, remember we talked 3 or 4 years ago as there was this czar and that czar and that person, the staff of the White House has grown by leaps and bounds in the last 8 to 10 years. A tremendous number of people on this. There's one guy's got an assistant and there's an assistant to the assistant. This is really sort of the abuse. This goes far deeper than the NSA. They're just people falling all over people and there isn't good communication. I read something yesterday. Mrs. Obama has 24 people on her staff. So what are all those people doing? And how many people are there on the president's staff and the vice president's staff and the chief of staff staff and the press relations person? How many people on that staff? And so all these people are supposed to communicate or need to communicate with one another. At any rate, you know what the most important story is today? The Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah.
That may be it. The Red Sox, how do you feel about that? 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day at 14 after the hour.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer.
What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Amberen.
Amberen?
Yes. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberen helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Amberen.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And when you do, you'll get a free bottle of Amberen Weight Loss. It's an incredibly effective weight loss solution, clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat.
Wow, and it's free?
Yep, free.
To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-362-6105. That's 1-800-362-6105. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-362-6105. 1-800-362-6105.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
Want an easy-to-install floor and an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Hey, Doug Steffen, good day program. Some people call this magic. I just call it conversation. It's connection, if you will. We're talking about the spying scandal at the NSA. Here's host Greg Bishop talking to one of his callers with a pretty sarcastic reaction to the reports that the NSA is spying on our allies.
Now we've got these reports that the NSA is spying on our allies. Now, granted, I understand it's been a long, ongoing deal where in the shadows, the white hats and the black hats get together and they spy around the world and they do clandestine stuff and grab up all kinds of information about diplomats and foreign leaders, and then they provide a dossier to the spy master, and it's just a big, it feels like it's a novel or some kind of romance. It's not something we necessarily are surprised by. What is surprising is how large the dragnet is and how it's been going on for quite some time. Here's the report. The United States may have bugged Angela Merkel's phone more than 10 years ago, according to a new report Saturday. And I remember President Obama's spokesperson Jay Carney saying that they're not doing it now or in the future, but he refused to acknowledge whether or not they were doing it in the past. Did the president know about this? I don't think that matters. What does matter is the NSA is completely out of control and needs to be reined in, and people need to go to prison. You can't let this stuff go just, oh, okay, they skirted the law a bit. Sorry. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Probably unpopular, but I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Okay.
I mean, the German chancellor is a dangerous person and should be right. Monitored. You know, because you're either with us,
right.
You're with us, or you're against us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, if you're a D, then, you know.
Fourth Amendment be damned.
And we need to find out if these European countries, you know, want to go, you know, jump off.
And collude with Al-Qaeda. I mean, you know, because we know that, you know, Germany and France, they've been helping Al-Qaeda out in various countries. I mean, for crying out loud, our own government's been helping Al-Qaeda out in Syria.
What? You must be imagining some government bureau with a bunch of, like, inept people bugging your phone, like, with just a bunch of advanced technology. It's not like that at all. It's like our senators and Holder. These people are experts, they're geniuses. They're the cream of the crop.
If the cream of the crop sour, sir, I mean, I don't think Eric Holder is necessarily a genius. I think he's a statist who's been in the right pockets of people.
No, they caught those bombers in Boston and the Fort Hood guy, and they're all over this. You're missing the point. They get this stuff, and they get it right.
So was that just a big put-on? Between the two of them? It's Greg Bishop. What we do here in this hour of the Good Day program, more than any other hour, relying is the right word, on the thoughts, the reports, if you will, that come in that we all sort of sift through, and then various news talk people, whether they be on television or radio, with guests, whatever it is that we've monitored, to sort of keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on conversationally. So you have both sides, and you can express yourself as you feel. Sometimes people change their minds, actually, by listening to other input. 888-302-DOUG at 21 after. This is Good Day.
Few bottles of Heart and Body extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Is Donovan Leach. It's called Donovan. No Leach connected. Crank it up for a second, Michael, will you?
What do you think I see? Some cat looking over his shoulder at me.
A 20 news quiz question. I guess this might be a history question. What's the very first jack-o'-lantern? What was it made of? A pumpkin, a turnip, butternut squash? Which was it? 888-302-3684. If you'd like to figure that out, help yourself. While we listen to host Greg Garrison talking to analyst Michael Leadon about the NSA spying on our allies.
Angela Merkel is, I guess, appropriately perturbed that the United States is listening to her phone calls. Is this just a matter of we shouldn't have got caught, or is this a matter of we shouldn't have done it, or where are you in this continuum?
We didn't get caught. We got penetrated, and our secrets have been put out there in the world by a man who, in all likelihood, is an enemy agent, namely Snowden. Everybody has known this forever, right? I mean, if you're the head of some government out there in the world and you read stories about the Cold War and you realize that one of the first real breakthroughs in electronic intelligence was when we figured out how to listen to the conversations on the car phone that Brezhnev had in Moscow. Then you, if you have a working brain, will say, well, hell, if they could listen to Brezhnev's phone in Moscow, they can sure listen to my phone. And cell phones are broadcasts, so that anybody can listen to anybody's cell phone. In that story, that imaginary conversation I have with Angleton in PJ Media, I referred my readers to the fact that back in 2005, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that 60% of American companies polled by the journal at that time reported that they were snooping on their employees. 60%. And that was 2005. And snooping has gotten a lot more efficient nowadays, and that was the private sector, and the government does more of it than the private sector does. So I think anybody who understands anything about the world has known for years that there is no privacy anywhere, anytime. and that and the way that this has evolved was that you no longer have to bug a phone or tap a phone or anything like that. What you simply do is you have like a big you have a giant vacuum cleaner up there, and it scoops up all the phone conversations. And then you have supercomputers that go into that big pile of big data and pulls out what you want. Then you ask the supercomputer to look for certain things, certain keywords, certain phrases, certain people, certain numbers, certain phone calls on certain dates, things like that. That's the way it works. It's not as if somebody is specifically listening to Merkel's conversation. She's just in that mountain of data. So, of course, she knew. And the Germans are doing it, and the French are doing it, and it's hardly worth discussion among serious people. What's interesting is the business of Obama pretending that he did not know this was going on. Well, either it's true or it's false. If it's true, it's a scandal, because he should know. And if it's false, well, okay, so he's covering himself.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
He did the monster mash.
Just in time for Halloween, National Geographic Kids is releasing That's Creepy, spine-tingling facts that will test your creep-out factor. Filled with facts, eerie anecdotes, and fun information. It's got everything creepy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky, but with real science and history. We caught up with Becky Gaines from National Geographic to fill us in.
They did the monster mash.
What surprised me? I think a lot of it surprised me. I really found the alien section to be really kind of enlightening and also kind of funny. There's a whole section on, we've all heard of, alien encounters. And what I didn't realize is there's actually a chart that exists that explains what each kind of encounter means. So like an encounter of the first kind is seeing a UFO, where an encounter of the fourth kind is being abducted by a UFO and its crew, and an encounter of the seventh kind is actually starting a family with an alien. So there are actually people out there that have taken this information and kind of categorized it in really interesting ways. It's become like a standard of how you refer to things as obscure as alien encounters. So I found that really interesting.
That's Becky Gaines from National Geographic Kids on their new book, That's Creepy. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Morning to you and to everyone listening to the Good Day program. Last day of October, tomorrow the 1st of November. Two more months. Christmas is less than 2 months away. After Halloween, it'll be right to the wall. I was in, let's see, what store was I in the other day? I was in a Home Depot on Saturday, Kenny. And It was all Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas stands, all kinds of things. Not the fresh cut Christmas trees, but all the phony baloney stuff that you,
right?
If you're just interested in Christmas for its non-religious value, I guess maybe you might be interested. But, by the way, Halloween is a religious holiday, and in case you didn't know that, All Hallows Eve, and it comes from the same sort of cult. What the early Christians did was grab all the pagan holidays and make them their own. That's really where Christmas comes from. Comes, if you look at, not Easter necessarily, but holidays like Halloween is not really a holiday, but it is, has religious connections, or it had pagan connections first, and then it became part of the Christian legacy. So the whole business of celebrating that which the spirits of those who had been here and have moved on, that really was what this is all about. So, and has gone into, isn't it amazing how, like again, Christmas, what has become, and Halloween, what has become, given its roots. Pretty interesting, actually, when you dig around in that. It's the Doug Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do we have from folks on the spying scandal, Kenny?
David says the NSA should be defunded immediately, and the data that has already been collected should be deleted. This stuff is the recipe for Stalinist-style slaughter and fear.
What else?
Mary says, not sure why anyone is surprised by any of this. The U.S. government has been doing things like this for years.
Okay, surprise versus acceptance, I guess, would be my comment. Why would we take this? Why would we accept it? Why do we think it's okay? Is it all right, as one of the previous people that we were listening to had that fellow who was the political analyst, thinking that it's been going on, and it's been going on, and maybe it's important to have some of this information about people that you know or suspect are doing harm, but 60 million Spanish people, even if you don't analyze all the data, what do you have it for?
Yeah, out of hand, out of control.
Right, all right, what else?
Tim says, no one is better at denying things you didn't ask about while not denying the things you did ask about than the NSA.
National Security Agency and its British counterpart apparently tapped the fiber optic cables connecting Google and Yahoo's overseas servers and are copying vast amounts of email and other information, according to accounts of the documents leaked by Edward Snowden. This was in the Washington Post yesterday, in the New York Times in more detail today, explaining the partnership that we have with the government communication headquarters, which is basically the NSA in England. Vast amounts of data stored or traveling among the global data centers which run all of the online computing. This is more of the same. And Google and Yahoo say that they were unaware of the government accessing their data. However, the fellow who testified yesterday, General Alexander, said he was working, or that agency, the NSA, was working with Google and Yahoo. So Google and Yahoo said, I don't know anything about it, but yet the guy at the NSA says, oh, there are cooperative partners in this. Huh? 888-302-3684. The ladies on The View yesterday discussed this ongoing scandal.
Scandal continues to grow, and now it's being reported that the Russians actually bugged the gift bags they gave out at the G20 summit. But does the government spy really shock people as much? I mean, because we've always known that Russia was spying on us, and we were spying on them. We've always spied on everybody. Everybody spied on us. Why is everybody in Washington acting like they? We never knew this.
I know.
Really? I knew.
People who are the conspiracy theorists who always say they're spying on us, and we're like, you're crazy. I feel like I need to go to my house and find everything that was made in Russia to make sure they're not spying.
We did know it was always going on, but now the development and technology, it's just gotten so out of control. I mean, I can't even imagine.
I think personally they're bugging these gift bags, because you guys know when you go to these events, people take not just one, they take two or three or four. So I think it's a way to be like, hey, you took too many. How do you know? Because there's bug.
Saw it in the microphone.
That was J.O. Martinez, who was the guest co-host, along with the ladies on The View, on the NSA spying scandal. And the reference to Russia, by the way, which has denied reports that they bugged the items in the goodie bags.
Of course.
Denial. The Group of 20 summit was held there in September in St. Petersburg. The gifts included teddy bears and phone chargers and USB drives. This report comes from the Italian news media. They say the electronics were bugged. We do not know what sources this information may have come from, but clearly it's nothing else but an attempt to divert attention from objective problems which dominate the agenda between the European capitals and Washington. Right. The Russians would never bug anything. What's the old song? Let's do it. Let's go to spy. What's that song? Let's do it. Let's go. Let's fall in love. Let's do it. Everybody's doing it. 888-302-3684. Let's move from the singing to the calling. Steve, here in Massachusetts on the NSA.
You know, it seems to me that the American people in massive numbers no longer trust the American government. That is increasing, and I think it has to do with more than just the NSA spying on everyone in all forms of media. I mean, there's been a total transformation of this country in the last 20, 30 years. You know, television seems to be run by ghouls. It's shaping minds in terms of violence and sexualization of the American people. It's an attack on the family and the very definition of marriage. Endless wars. There was the Wall Street heist, in 2008 of American people and their money. The decimation of the middle class. I mean, it seems like something very, very serious is going on in this country, and it's a transformation.
I agree with him. Steve, I agree with you. There is a transformation going on. There is a lot of, when we look back at our lives, depending on how old you are, if you're in your 40s, yeah, a lot different than it was when you were in your 20s. If you're in your 50s, think about the last 20, 25 years. Since Bill Clinton became president, since the early 1990s, maybe mid-1990s, that's when things really started to change. Yep, some of it for the good. That's when technology came in. Doesn't that really ring a bell in that sense, Kenny? When technology really started to take over our lives, that's when lives changed. I think that's where you draw the line. Yeah. 888-302-3684. Virginia is in Missouri, or is it Missouri and Virginia? Well, let's find out.
My opinion is that for all the people who are worried about the NSA, you are probably giving away more of your private personal information when you sign up for Obamacare than you would ever give away by someone spying on you. And that's the fact.
That's the right. That's the truth. 888-30. That's the way it is. On Thursday, can you believe it's the 31st Thursday already? Seconds ago, it was Monday. Here's Jay in Georgia, says the NSA has been doing this for years. What's the big deal?
These programs started in 2002 under George Bush. A New York paper talked about that yesterday. Second, these things have been going on for forever. We spy on them. They spy on us. It's just been brought to light under President Obama. I think it's just Obama bashing more of the same. And my question is this. What is the big deal? It's not like we're sitting and listening to people's actual wording, actual phone, every word that they're speaking. They may monitor millions of calls. And so about them doing something in the legislature now, they may or may not do anything about it. After the dust settles, they probably will do nothing. So, countries, I mean, the James Bond movies, that's the part of the James Bond movies that's true. We've always been spying on them. They've been spying on us.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that's not the right. That's not James Bond.
That's Mission Impossible.
Same stuff.
Similar.
Right. Yes. The National Security Agency scandal just keeps getting juicier. All these revelations triggered by Eric Snowden indicate that the NSA not only collects volumes of metadata around the world about things that may or may not be of any interest, they store the contents of phone conversations and text messages, emails, internet activity. There's just so much of this, hard to keep track of it. Here's Jerry listening in Florida on the president and the NSA.
This whole thing with surveillance stuff, it's been going on for so long. George Bush started most of it. I remember, what was it, with the Ohio Bell people, that he had been listening to everybody. Well, I think that Obama has just continued on with that because he thought it was in good to be in good stead with the people, to be in good stead with Congress. He is trying with all his might to make us a safe country. And when people just deny him, it's a very sad state of affairs.
Really? Huh. Let's give it all to the president. Let him become commander-in-chief, the supreme commander. The key question here, actually, becomes when the NSA may identify the source of the metadata it's stored and then read the communication it's collected, what do they do with it? What do they do with all this stuff? Here's Eric in California on fear in America.
The people I know, we fear the government now more than people fear terrorism. I can't believe there's so many people who are willing to give up their freedom for the sake of safety. I mean, give me liberty or give me death, not save me for death from death and take my liberty. And I don't see how we can have secret courts with secret laws and say that we have a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. And when the elections come up, I think people should make this a major issue.
Wow.
And vote on this issue.
I'm with you, sir. Wow. What a great call. Eric in California. He's got it. He nailed it. Save that audio, will you please, Michael? Let's use that again. And let's wrap up our conversation with Greg, who is in Brooksville, Florida, with the same question that I sort of just dropped on everybody. Where does this stuff go? Do you know where it goes, Greg?
Well, no, that's the whole point. All of the talk shows, I listen to yours every morning.
Thank you.
And they all allude to collecting the data, which everybody knows it's done. But when something important is collected, where does it go? I know it goes to the person's immediate supervisor and then on and on. The key is then what is done with that material that is collected, but nobody's gotten into that. The congressional hearings are nothing. It's about collecting it. And I think the important thing is the disposition of the material.
I'm looking here at, just as you're talking, I'm doing a little Googling on the NSA and what they do with the material to see if there's something that we can use to determine how to get at some of this stuff or just determine what the heck they're doing with it. And it's all sort of melting into that court that we keep talking about, the secret court and the secret of this and the secret of that. I don't know if you heard the call just before you, the fellow from California. Did you hear that,
Greg? I sure did, yes.
Yeah. What did you think of what he said?
Well, I think it's I would categorize it as a very good observation. I think perfect. I mean, I hear a lot of your calls which are off the wall, but this guy was right on. I really do.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to be a little off the wall. Greg, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. As we continue the conversation, we'll move on from the NSA. This is Good Day at 13 before the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage, the car payments, food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The answer to the question, what was the first jack-o'-lantern made from? I said pumpkin turnip or butternut squash. It was a turnip, for those of you who are waiting around breathlessly trying to figure it out. Healthcare up next here on Good Day.
A
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Focusing on the elements of conversation, the Good Day program, what does all of this stuff mean to you if you're signing up or trying to sign up for health care? Have you tried? Are things getting better? I noticed with some degree of interest the fact that Bill Maher, who normally is an apologist for Democratic causes and the administration, said the president ought not to have lied about the rules of Obamacare. I think that's an interesting place for us to start as we listen now to another conversation about the health care bill and the health care implementation. Here's host John Hines with Edward Isaac DeVere from Politico.com about the congressional hearings on the problems with the healthcare.gov website.
From what I've been watching and what you've heard earlier last week and this week, does this seem to be like the more contentious of the conversations or the testimonies that are being taken on Capitol Hill?
Well, this is the first time that Secretary Sebelius herself is on Capitol Hill to talk about the problems with the Obamacare launch. There have been other folks who've shown up. Last week was the contractors. Yesterday was one of her top deputies in making Obamacare happen. But today is her day in the spotlight, on the hot seat, whatever way you want to talk about it. And it is intense. It was expected to be intense, and it's living up to that promise.
You know, there seems to be a couple of things going back and forth. We had learned or heard at one time that the site had crashed with a test prior to the launch. Yet, you know, this is where the mistake comes in. They still went ahead with the launch on October 1st. And now I think I heard comments from her that it hadn't crashed, really, that there was nothing, that hadn't happened, and that they were confident that it would work when they first rolled it out and then found the glitches later.
We seem to be in a place where we're debating what crash means and how it could, when we talk about problems, what problems mean. There were certainly problems. The secretary has repeatedly said that they were not as great as were anticipated, but others have been saying that the problems were anticipated to be pretty big. So we're in this hazy area where it's not clear how much of the testing or how much was shown by the testing. But certainly what seems to be the case is that however much was shown, it was actually greater than what they were expecting.
You know, I thought it was interesting when Tavener, that was the associate of Sebelius, who was testifying, saying the site is working. And they questioned that, but it's not working for everybody, but in some regards, it's working for some. Some people are making it work for them. Some people are actually taking advantage of the opportunities that are there.
Right. And the argument that is made is that, the enrollment process is something that takes a while, that even if you look at the program in Massachusetts, which is pretty successful, there were only 123, I believe, people who enrolled in the first month, because people say it's human nature to not enroll until you get to the deadline, that you spend a little time on the site shopping, looking at the options, and then it's only as you get closer to the deadline that that people actually start signing up.
Actually, what his reference is to RomneyCare in Massachusetts, I live in Massachusetts part of the year, and yeah, it's worked out fairly well, actually, for a lot of people. The ladies on The View had a conversation with healthcare policy expert Betsy McGoey about the problems. Let's listen in.
Today is saying that President Obama did not exactly tell the truth when he said that under Obamacare, you could keep your existing, your current health care coverage. So tell us what that is, but then why would you need your own health care if you have Obamacare?
Well, here's the story. Hundreds of thousands of people are getting notices from their insurer in Florida and 100,000 others from their insurer in California. It's happening in a lot of states, telling them that their existing plans are canceled and they're going to have to go sign up for the Obamacare plan. And here's why. Because the people in Washington, the politicians and the bureaucrats, think they know best. So they've designed a one-size-fits-all plan and they want everybody to have it. It's kind of like passing a law that the only car you can buy is a four-door sedan.
I'm confused. Are you saying that they should keep their current plan or they should go to Obamacare?
They're not going to be allowed to keep their current plan. They're getting canceled. They're getting cancellation notices in the mail. It's happening every day. It's on the front page of the newspapers. And it's because their existing plan doesn't have all the bells and whistles that the Washington Knows Best group thinks we should all have.
How many people will it actually affect?
Oh, it's going to affect as many as 11 to 12 to 13 million people, the people who currently buy their own health plan instead of getting it to a job.
So what do you do? What's the answer?
Well, there's not much you can do because you're going to be required to have health insurance. So if you get this cancellation notice in the mail, you've got to go to the exchange in your state and sign up for one of the Obamacare plans.
Marr said,
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.